One ha'ara from the Sefer Netzotzei'ar, from Reuven Margolis, right here on Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. I think it's good to speak it out also because we mentioned that there's really Margolis Hayam on Mesechtes Avodah Zarah going through Daf Zayin. So this is really the last Daf that has Margolis Hayam. So we mentioned the Margolis Hayam on Daf Beis. We'll mention another Margolis Hayam right here on Daf Zayin. And that is, the Gemara mentioned on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. You say this thing a question. If somebody goes over to two Rabbanim, and he asks them a shayla. One of the Rabbanim says Tameh, the other one says Tar. One of them says Asir, the other one says Mutter. So what are you supposed to do? So it's a brayse. Im hoye echad mehem gadol mechaveiroi b'chachma u'beminyan. If one of them is greater b'chachma u'beminyan, haleich acharav. You should follow him. Pe'im lav, and if not, haleich acharav machmer. You should follow the machmer. Reb Shua ben Karcha said, I agree, but the only time you follow the machmer is if you're dealing with a din d'raisa. If you're dealing with a din d'rabbanon, just like Sveik Drabban al-Kula, in this situation, in this instance too, what you should do is, you should go l'kula. Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Zayin, tshuva chav vav. So the tshuva begins, Be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach, Ma'ashachanani Hashem Yisbarach, Me'mesechtes Avodazar Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. This is the tshuva. I don't know if this was written l'chatchila as a tshuva to somebody, but either way, it's a shtikl Torah, Mashachanani Hashem Yisbarach b'mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Chasam Sofer Shtikl Torah was on the Gemara that we just learned right now. Specifically, if somebody asks two Rabbanim, Echad Metamid, Echad Metar, Echad Leisad, Echad Mater, Im Hoye Echad Mehem Gadol Mechaveira B'Chachma U'Beminyan. If one of them was greater B'Chachma U'Beminyan, Haleich Acharav, this is the one that you should follow. So the Chasam Sofer said, I understand what it means if one of them is Gadol B'Chachma. Gadol B'Chachma means he's a bigger Talmud Chacham. What does it mean he's God of a minion? What's the taich? Right, you ask two people. One of them is God of a minion than the other. What does that even mean? So Chasam Sofer says that really the first place that you would have to look as it relates to this halacha is a Rambam, a well-known Rambam. It's in Hilchas Rambam, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, which has a makar in a Mishnah, in Mesechtes Idiyos, and this is Perik Aleph Mishnah Heis. Let's go through the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Bezdin shegazru gzeira, a bezdin that made a gzeira, or hiskinu takon, or they instituted some sort of decree. Vehinhigu minig, or they implemented a custom. Upasha kol adav b'chol Yisrael, and this thing took on. Meaning, right now it has a life of its own. V'amad achrein bezdin achar, and then a later bezdin comes. Ubikesh levakel divrei harishoyne v'lakro isa takon, v'isa gzeira, v'isa aminig. Ein ayoch, he can't. Achniya gadlam and harishoyne b'chachme b'minig." So if a later Bezdin wants to be mevatel something that a previous Bezdin did, they have to be gadol min harishayna b'chachmi. Now the truth is, this is an often quoted line, but very often misquoted, because it's not always true. It's not always true. The Rambam gives a whole hakdama. Bezdin shegazru gzeira, o yeskinu takana, then higu minig, upashat kol adavar b'chol Yisrael. If it wasn't pashat kol adavar b'chol Yisrael, this halach is not true. In fact, that's Hilchas Mamon Perek Beis halach Aleph, and that's the hemshech of the Rambam, halachas Gimel and Dalit. So you have to know when this halach is true. But wherever it's true, where the Rambam laid it out. So there the halach is that if a later Bezdin wants to be mevatel divrei Bezdin chaveiroi, they would have to be gadol mimenu b'chach me'ubeminyan. Says the Rambam, hayu gadol b'chach me'avoloi b'minyan. B'minyan avaloi b'chachma eina yochel avatel es tvorav afilu batel tam shebeglolei gazro arishoinim ayaskinu eina achreinim b'chayim levatel ad she'iu g'doy l'meha. So the Rambam says it the way only the Rambam could. It has to be 100% that the second Bezdin is gadol say b'chachma say b'minyan. If you're gadol b'chachma not b'minyan, b'minyan not b'chachma, dead on arrival. It would have to be greater b'chachma, says the Rambam. V'heich yiu g'doy l'meminyan. I have an existential problem with this halacha. How is it possible that the later Bezdin will be gadol mimenu b'minyan? Hayo v'chol Bezdin u'Bezdin shal shivim v'echadu. There's a fixed amount of how many dayanim sat on a Bezdin. It's always 71. So the Friedige Bezdin was 71. The Heintige Bezdin is 71. Morgan's Bezdin is going to be 71. It's always 71. So gadol b'chachma, okay. But how can it? It be God of a minion, says the Rambam. You have to say that what doesn't mean God of a minion? The minion chachme hador sheheskimu vekiblu hadavar sheamru bezdin hagadol v'leichal kubay. Minion doesn't mean the amount of members of the Bezdin. But says the Rambam, minion means something completely different. What it means is it's the amount of chachme hador that were mekabel the davar sheamru bezdin hagadin and they weren't chaylin. So One Beis Din issued a psak, and 1,000 chachamim said, Gam anachnu mitstarfin la'ana. And then another Beis Din did, and they were able to get 1,100. Oh, you have 100 more? You're gadol mimenu b'minyan. You had 900? That means the previous Beis Din is going to be gadol b'minyan. But al kaponim, zok de Rambam, that's what it means when Chazal say, ein Beis Din yochel avatul divrei Beis Din chaveri, ad she yehi gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan. Chachma is obvious. What does minyan mean? It means Minyan chachme hador shehiskimu vekiblu adaba shamru bez and agadav loychalkuba. It's fake. I'm sorry. If you're right in the beginning of a shtickle Torah, avoy dazar dav zayin amar aleph, he says, how are you going to understand the word minyan in our Gemara? The Gemara says that if you ask two people a shaila, one is oisir, one's matar, one's metam, the other one's metar. So if one of them was gadol mechaver bechachma ubeminyan haleichacharav, so gadol bechachma, I understand. But gadol beminyan, the Rambam explained to us in his Hilchas Mamre, what does mean gadol beminyan? And what the Rambam said it means is, it means you have more people that I'm asking. In this case, says the Chassam Sofer, you're sitting mamish in Bismedrish, you have two chachamim that are by their stender, you're asking them a shayla, one says tameh, the other one says tar. The world didn't hear this tshuva. They didn't have a chance to be mafalful in it. There's only two chevra here. And you have to make a decision. I have to decide, should I follow him or should I follow him? Gadol b'minyan? What does that even mean? So the Chassam Sofer says, you have to say that the Rambam, even though he was mefarish, the Mishnah in Idiyas, the well-known halacha of Ein Bezen Yochel Levatul Divrei Beis Din Chaveri, Ad Sheyem Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyan, the way he was. But in this Gemara, he would have to learn a different shot. The word minyan would have to mean something else. So what does it mean, Gadol b'minyan? So the Chassam Sofer suggests two pshatim. One, he says, if you take a look at the Raivin, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in Masechtas Idiyos, the Raivin says, Gadol b'minyan means older. That's what the Raivin says. Older. So if one Beis Din is older than the other Beis Din, pashat in age, right? They're older, that's the Beis Din that you should follow. And says the Chassam Sofer, presumably the Rambam would learn minyan here, the way the Raivin learned minyan in that halacha. So you ask these two chavruses that are both chachamim, one is older than the other, that means he's gadol b'minyan. And if he's the one that's gadol b'minyan, then he's the one that you're supposed to follow. Now, the Chassam Sofer says that I understand why the Rambam didn't want to learn minyan in the sugya of Ein Beis Din Yochel Levatul Divrei Beis Din Chaveri the way the Raivin did. Because who ever heard that a Beis Din that's older versus a Beis Din that's younger is a different Beis Din? The Beis Din Shalayin Aleph is a cheftz of a bezin shal ayin aleph. I can't imagine age would matter. But in this case, we're asking two yechidim, so one yochid is older than the other yochid, maybe that's going to be the case. Chassam Sofer has another pshad, and this is petuchei chosim dig almost, and that is that it could be minyan means which one of these chachamim has more talmidim. So not like the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, who has more talmidim or more chachamim that are maskim to what he said. Poshet, who has more talmidim? And he says the makar to this is the Gemara Nida Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yossi was greater than Rabbi, but Rabbi had a big yeshiva and was shchichi gabei talmidim umi talmida Yossi mikulon, and as a result, like a petuche choysim de geknech, the Rav that has more talmidim, he somehow has some precedent, and as a result, that's what it means to be gadol mimenu b'minyan. Abraham Mir says the Hilchas Chassam Sofer that the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrin, who said his pshat and what it means, ein Beis Din yochel levatul divrei Beis Din chaveri, ad she gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan, could not have learned that pshat right here in this Gemara. Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. Other he learned like the Raivid over there in Mishnayos Idiyos, or maybe my pshat says the Chassam Sofer that I'm trying to suggest. Enters Rav Reuven Margolis. And he really makes two profound ha'aras as it relates to this inyan. The first is, he said, the Chassam Sofer was muching. What does it mean, gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan in our sugya? The Rambam for sure can't learn what the Rambam said in Hilchas Mamrim. So what does it mean? So Rabbi Margolis says, my first hergish is that I found many other places in Shas where you find this nusach of chachma v'minyan. And there's a theme. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Lo yehei adam koyre v'shoyna, u'boyei pa'aviv u'be'imoy u'be'raboy, u'be'mishehu gadol mimenu, b'chachma u'v'minyan. A person should not be a koyre, a shoyna, but at the same time, when it comes to his father, his mother, and his rabbi, he should be bayit, right? Or for that matter, don't even be bayit in anyone that's gadol mimenu, b'chachma u'v'minyan. If you take a look at the Duke Seifrim on that Gemara that has all the proper Gersayas, Kiyodua, the Duke Seifrim takes out the word of a minyan. And the reason says Rav Margolis, Tim is Pashet. Because what's the point? Don't be biting someone bigger than you. So if he's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma alone, that's not enough of a reason not to be biting. He also has to be biting Dominion, Mechatesi. Oh, but Al Kopanim says Rav Margolis, I found Mefurish in the Tukhe Seifim, that the Tukhe Seifim says, take out the word Dominion. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chacham, Einay Medaber, it's Perikei Mishnah Zayin, Bifnei Misha Gadol Mimenu, B'Chachma U'Beminyan. The Machse Vitri says, Loi Garcinan U'Beminyan. Because a Chacham is Einay Medaber, Afilu B'Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. He doesn't have to be Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'Beminyan. One other makar. Sanhedrin daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing if a dayan makes a mistake. So is he achroy? Does he have to come out of pocket now to make the person that just lost money whole or not? So it's a big sugyo. And in one pshat, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, it depends. If when this guy paskin, there was someone that was gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan, now you have to come out of pocket. But if there was ain gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan, if you were the biggest one, then it's fine. Zok Rabbeinu Chanado, loy garsinan uv'minyan. The word of a minion is like Garcinon. Because as long as there's someone that was bigger than Bechachma, you don't have to be God of a minion. So Rav Margolis says, I found three places in Chazal where Chazal said God will be met of Bechachma of a minion, and it's clear from Rishonim that the word dominion doesn't really belong there. Now he says, so what's the pshat? Why is the word dominion there if it doesn't belong there? He says, because you find sometimes there's an inyan of Shigra Delishna of the Gemara, where sometimes the Gemara will throw in something that usually comes together, even though it doesn't. And he says, if you're not comfortable with this, you need a makar. Take a look at the Yerushalmi in Masechtas Megillah. It's been a while since we did one of these. Perek Beis Halacha Hey, where the Mishnah over there says that Hakol Ksheir and Likris is a Megillah Chutz Micheres Shoyt Vekotem. Now the Cheresh over there in that Mishnah is a Cheresh Hamedaber, right? Because if he's any Medaber, obviously he can't read the Megillah. So Hakol Ksheir and Likris is a Megillah Chutz Micheres Shoyt Vekotem. And the Gemara Muches, why could a Cheresh that's Medaber Dainu Shemeya not read the Megillah? Cheresh Adibu by Chachamim is the Cheresh that's Einu Shemeya Ve'Einu Medaber, but he's clearly a Medaber. Says the Gemara of Chizda, Amar Les Kan Cheresh, Ba'ashkiras Loshon Himas Nisa. The reason it's mentioned is because Shoyte and Katan always come together with the Cheresh, so it's always the Cheresh Shoyte and Katan. So it says Rav Margolis, the Chassam Sofer in this shtickle over here was muching very much. What does it mean B'Chachma U'Veminyan in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin? He says Lulei the Mistafina. Maybe the word B'Minyan Taka doesn't mean anything. Really, what you're supposed to do is, who's bigger? Minyan, he's older. He says, where do you ever find that you go by it? The Rabbit said it in the Mishnah of Idiots, but the Rabbit didn't like that shot. So all of a sudden now you're going to go based on the person that's older, the one that has two Talmidim, more Talmidim, Mechatesi. So there, it's Gantz Mestaber, that just like in Yenna Gemara in Brochis, and Yenna Mishnah in Ovis, and Yenna Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's like the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Masechtas Megillah, where it's Ashkeras Delishna, where we just mention it because usually it comes together. Throughout Shas, it's Ein Bezda, Yachal Levatel, Divri Bezda Chaveir, Elam King God of Medo, Chachav Minyan. So sometimes Chachma somehow Shigra Delishna came together with Minyan, but Minyan really doesn't mean anything when you're dealing with the Bezdin HaGadol over there. Minyan means something, but in our sugya, not. Again, he throws it out there as just a suggestion, but he says as it relates to the Ikar Pshat, what does it mean Gadol Mimenu B'Minyan? So he says the Rishonim muchet with this very, very much, right? The Rambam said a Shtikel Torah, the Ravid Shein Emol said a Shtikel Torah, right? What does the Rambam say? Gadol Mimenu means that more people somehow we're masking to the psak of the Bezdin. The Ravid said, what does it mean, minyan? It means they're older. He says, all these pshatim to him seem a little bit dachik, and clearly the Rishonim was struggling. They didn't know. There wasn't a clear Messiah. What it means, ein Bezdin yachal levatel divrei Bezdin chaveroi, elim king gadol mimenu b'chachm minyan. So he says that ulai, maybe you could say a davar chadash, ashalei omru hakadmoinim. And that is, that we know Bezdin is machriya, based on a majority. Achrei Rabin Lahatais. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Is there a nafkamina between a Bezdin that came to a psak where they had a small majority versus a Bezdin that came to a psak where they had a super majority? Does that matter in halacha? Think about it, right? Does that matter? So, right, Lahavdol, in the world of politics, it matters, right? There's a concept of a super majority. Operating agreement, sometimes there'll be certain things that only go into effect if you have a supermajority. What about in halacha? Is there any significance to a quote-unquote supermajority or not? So he says it could be. Ein bezin yochel avatel divrei bezin chaveru elim kein. Gadol mimenu bechachma, number one, ubeminyan, number two. Das heißt, if the first Bezdin, when they sat down and they presided over the Shiloh, and there was a Bezdin shal ayin aleph, and 41 came out one way, and 30 came out the other way, and then the later Bezdin, when they sat down, what happened was is the numbers were a little bit different, and they were lower, less of a majority in favor of this psak that you're trying to, so could turn over, it could be over there, it's not going to work. But if there was a small majority, l'chatchila, and now you're coming with a super majority, it could be now ready, it's going to make a difference. So minyan, when we're dealing with bezdin, means what is the percentage of people going one way or another? Said you can't compare a bezdin that sat down and it was like a slim majority versus if 100 years later, Sakumta Bezdin, that's God of the B'chachma. And all of a sudden now they're going to see it differently, and it's like a super majority. It has to matter. And the minyan goes into effect, which we know, because Das Balabais would suggest that that's the way it should be. So as much as there's a din of Akhri Rabban Lahatois, there's also a nafkamina between a majority versus a super majority. And that's what Chazal meant when they said, Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatal Divri Bezdin Chaveri Elim King God of the B'chachma. But every Rabbi Ruvim Margolis Chiddish has a punchline. It says Rav Margolis, the emes is, the Mishnah says in Masechta Siddis, this is the makar to this halacha of Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatal Divri Bezdin Chaver Elm Ken Gadol Mimenu Chachvim Beminyan. Mishnah starts like this. V'lama maskirin divri ha-yochid bein ha-merubin. Why isn't it that throughout Shas, if there's a machloikis between a yochid and a rabbi, we even mention the yochid? What's the point? Hoyol v'ein ha-locha elke divri ha-merubin. We don't pass him like the yochid. So why even mention the yachid? Shemir Bezdin as divrei hayachid v'yismach alav. The reason is because if Bezdin is going to see the divrei hayachid and they're going to want to be soimach on it, they should be able to. Shem Bezdin yachal avatul divrei Bezdin chaveiroi ad shiyah gadol mimenu b'chachmu v'minyan. This is the Mishnah. Again, v'lama maskirin divrei hayachid ben hamerubin. Hoyu v'in alocha elika divrei hamerubin. Shemir Bezdin as divrei hayachid v'yismach alav. And by the way, the Mishnah concludes, what's Pashup Pshat? How do you read this Mishnah? It's a very hard Mishnah to read. What's Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah? Says Rav Ruvim Margolis. And if you take a look at the Pirush HaRavid on the Mishnah here in Masechta Sedias, this is what he's saying. Says Rav Ruvim Margolis, you know what I think the Mishnah is saying? What the Mishnah is saying is, why are we mentioning the Yachid? I'm going to tell you why we're mentioning the Yachid. It's negated to mention the Yachid, because a later Bezdin could be Mevatel Divrei Bezdin Chaver. Stating that, the only time they could do it is if they're Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma and B'Minyan. Now, if the original Halacha would be a consensus, and all 71 Dayanim would say a certain way, it would be impossible to be Mevatel that din. Because once you have 71, you can't have more than 71. Lama Maskirin Divrei Hayachid Bein Amirubin. I'm going to tell you where it's negaya. Shem yireh bezdin as divrei hayochid v'yismach alav. Then they'll be able to. How? If they're able to come up with a consensus. But the point is, if l'chatchila was 70 out of 71, and now we have 71 the other way, now we're ready. You have a bezin that's called the man of chachma minyan. If you didn't mention the yachid, you would think it was a consensus. And then you would think there's no way to be mevatel. So zok the mit, it's a Mishnah pashat. The reason the yachid was mentioned was so that if you want to later be mevatel, what else does the Mishnah mean? Shem yireh bezdin es divrei hayochid v'yismach alav. Shem bezdin yachid levatel divrei bezdin chaveiro. He says, does Rav Ruvim Margolis, that the Meiri in the sugyas of Zaki Mamri and Masechta Sanhedrin says a chiddush. The Rabbim Ro and V'chein Tamu, and they were very taken aback by this chiddush of the Meiri. The Meiri says a chiddush that the only time somebody is considered a Zaki Mamre, so what's a Zaki Mamre? Someone that paskins keneged the Bezdin HaGadol, is if he goes keneged every single member of the Bezdin. It means every member of the Bezdin says one way, and he goes keneged them. But if there's one member of the Bezdin HaGadol that is in agreement with the Zaki Mamre, even though it's the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, and they put out Pashkevillin and Kol Kairis all over the place, the halach is you don't become a Zaki Mamre. And B'muscho Rishon, it's a very shver miri. Why? You're not allowed to go keneged the psak. Who ever cared? You ever heard of something called a consensus? You ever heard of something called a supermajority? I heard of the pasuk in the Torah. Achrei Rabim Lahatois. So who cares? What's the problem? Says Rabbi Ragos, I'll tell you what I think the Meiri holds. Because the Meiri holds the only time you're a Zaki Mamre is when you go keneged a psak, that's going to be a psak. That never is going going to be able to budge. If all the Dayanim are in agreement, then there's a consensus. Then it'll be impossible to be Gadol Mimedo B'Minyan, the way I understand B'Minyan. Oh, if that's the case, now you're a Zaki Mamre. But Avifel is one Yochid even. That's Chaylik. Once there's a Yochid, now I have the Mishnah and Idiots. Now it could be there'll be a Bezdin later that's going to be Gadol Mimedo B'Chach B'Minyan. I can't give this guy Mises Bezdin. The only time you can paskin on this Yid that he's going to be a Zaki Mamre is if you know for sure that he went to Kineged the Psak of the Bezdin. You're going to give a Misa and you're going to find out in 3 months from now there's going to be a new Bezdin and they're going to overrule this ruling because now all of a sudden a different affiliation controls the majority. It doesn't work that way. So if it's 100%, there's no way this Psak's ever going to be able to budge. That's Azazor Psak that triggers the parish of Zaki Mamre. But if all there is a majority, not, again, this is a classic Rabbi from Margolis, the Ruyin Hadvarim, the Misham.